लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, we're going back to the US, but a little bit also to Europe. It's kind of a mixture. And Bianca from the Ukrainian Actresses and Actors fandom gave me the advice to talk to him because she is so sure that he had a lot to tell me. So we will find out what he has to tell me. And I say hello to Volodymyr Pelech. Welcome to my podcast. Was the name correct?
Yes, Volodymyr Pelech. Thank you so much. I am honored to be here. Thank you so much. And hi, everyone.
How are you doing? You are in LA, actually.
Los Angeles, California.
Is it hot?
It was yesterday. It was yesterday. It was about 27, 28 degrees. Today is a little cooler.
We have snow, actually.
I mean, Celsius. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I have minus 12. Celsius, actually.
Not cool.
Don't you miss that?
No, I don't. This no? is something actually I don't miss at all.
Are you a sunny type?
Yeah. Tropical
so,
type.
I know you from Verticals before I spoke to Bianca from the Ukrainian. But to be honest, I didn't know that you were from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, you have to talk to him. He did so many great verticals. And I checked your IMDb because I knew that I saw you in a few verticals, but I didn't know that there have been so many verticals. Do you know how many verticals you have done so far?
Yeah, it's actually 20. Huh. Simple number.
And round number. When did you shot your first one?
My first one, mm-hmm. I shot it 2024. It was July, so a year and a half ago. That was my first vertical. I shot it in Canada, in Vancouver. Canada. Yeah.
How did you get to that shooting?
You know, I was just walking in the street and somebody stopped me and asked me, like, hey, do you want to be a vertical actor?
And I said, sure.
Why not? No,
did you know what
actually that what happened to me with modeling. I've been just stopped on the street and asked, hey, do you want to be a model? I'm like, eh. No, I mean, somebody suggested me because I was taking acting classes here in Los Angeles in two different schools. And, you know, I just got an agent and somebody recommended me, hey, there's this platform because we actors all use a platform called Actors Access. Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest platform where you can apply for jobs, you know, and get the job. But there's another one called Backstage.
Okay.
So somebody recommended it to me and I registered, applied for a bunch of jobs. Same day. And the next day I received an email like, hey, we would like to cast you for this project. And they sent me the script and everything, the sides, we call them. And I did the casting. I sent it to them. And in 2 days they called me like, hey, we would love to offer you a role. Have you ever heard of verticals? I'm like,
no.
Start Googling right on the spot. I've heard something about it, but and I start checking, like, what are verticals are? vertical short dramas. I'm like, well, I heard about it, but no, I've never done any. Mm-mm. They're like, well, it's gonna be fun. And yeah, and yeah, they flew me to Vancouver, and I did my first vertical. It was fun.
Weren't you a bit confused about that was shot in how many days? 8, 10? How many days did you have?
That one we spent 9 days.
Yeah. Was it a bit confusing? Okay, 9 days means a lot of pace in it.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. I was number one. Just for the record, number one is usually a female lead, and then number two, there's like a number of that. Each actor has a number, and basically, who's like most important in the story? And usually, it's a girl, and she has number one. She is number one, and she has the most lines and the most action. And I was number one for some reason. I don't know why. I had a lot of lines. Most lines were mine, and it was a lot of pressure because I before then I just did like a couple short films, some pilot projects, a lot of TV commercials, but nothing like that. So it was a lot of pressure and it was a challenge.
How long in advance did you get your text to learn?
4 days. But then when I flew in, I printed it all. Like, I printed on my printer all the pages. It was actually like 140 pages, which is like never happens in verticals. It's usually like 80, 90, maybe 100. 140 pages, I remember. And I printed them all, brought them to Vancouver, was like studying them. And then when I landed the day before, we had a table read and everything and fitting. They said, oh, we actually changed the script.
And you, what?
Yeah. And then, like, added to my stress and anxiety. I'm like, God, oh my God. Okay, I guess. And yeah, but then on the first day, I was so stressed and so nervous. But then the first day, by the end of the first day, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have time to go to the toilet. Yeah, I don't have time to sit down. Yeah, I don't have time to get a coffee or snack unless I ask somebody to bring it to me on set. Because I'm always standing and acting or rehearsing and acting, yeah. Standing, you know, always have to be there. But it's okay. I mean, it's doable. So yeah, I did it day, second day, third day. I'm like, it's chill. It's fine. This is how it is.
I can do that.
Yeah. And then after that one, I'm like, Each vertical is, some of them are less intense. Some of them are more intense. Some of them have more stunts, like more action in it, like some fights, shootings, more romance, less romance, more lines, less lines. Yeah, but it's a fast-pacing work. It's like we just work all the time. And they're so fast. They're changing lights. They're moving cameras, switching worlds, we call it. Like when you basically turn everything to the other side. Film from this side, and then we film from this side everything, and then flip the world, basically, like all the cameras and lights and decorations again, people. Yeah, so fast.
How long did it take until you did your second vertical then?
August, September, 3 months. It took me 3 months to get my next one. And then it took me November. Then it took me another 3 months to get my third one. Yeah, and then before I ended my third one, I was already doing the fourth one.
Okay.
So basically together like this.
The first one I saw of you, I think, which vertical was it? I saw Thread of Fate was the first one I saw with you.
That was my second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
we the shot first it in LA.
I saw of you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know at that time what this werewolf stuff and so vampire stuff, which they were also doing in the verticals, have been?
yeah, I've heard.
You heard?
I heard. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I saw some short clips like my fellow actors would post. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting.
It's getting more.
Yeah, and
more
then I got one myself, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna. You didn't want to do it at first. I didn't want to do it at first.
The fun part to do.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's just overacting. It's just over the top, which is not my thing. I don't like over the top. Like, it says no. I don't like it.
Do you not like?
I don't like over the top. Like, I like more grounded. More grounded, more like
suit guy, CEO, office type.
No, I'm talking about acting in general.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In general, doesn't matter for what role. It's just like more grounded. Doesn't mean some specific, some specific character. It's just in general more like grounded and more. You know, like for example, when you watch Van Helsing.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
And then you watch Werewolf Vertical. That is more grounded. Yeah, there's a lot of drama, a lot of action, and like a lot of emotions, but they're all grounded and they're all justified. Not so much.
You know? A little bit. Okay, but to be honest, every vertical is not so grounded.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, I had like a couple verticals that were actually Thread of Fate was kind of grounded. So if you would watch the raw footage.
Yeah.
Of it. I mean, I'm not responsible for like other, you know, other scenes where I'm not in. I wasn't there. Scenes with me, I felt like, okay, this guy is more like kind of simple guy. He doesn't exaggerate. I can just like be myself. Some scenes required of me being, you know, over the top. But most of the scenes I would say I play just like kind of chill. And then I was expecting the end result. And when I watched it, the post edit of it, they just
sometimes the post production ruins a vertical, really. I just saw one today where exactly that happened.
Yep. It happened to us a lot of verticals I did. I was like, ooh, excited. Oh, there's this scene. I love. It's gonna be a great scene.
Yeah, because it's gonna be very funny. How it was acted.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they add some special, sound effects for no reason. Like, it's already funny. You don't have to add to make it more funny. Now you killed it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That happens so often. As I said, today I watched the vertical. I was really excited about that because the storyline seemed to be really good and not the typical full of classical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the sound is so bad. Sometimes you don't even understand what the actors are saying.
Because it's so loud, right? The music is so loud.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't even say, there is no background music, but you don't hear what they were talking to because they were not using some mics. And that's so, why? This could have been such a great one, but why?
It happens.
One of the actor asked me for my open honest opinion, and I said, do you want really my open honest opinion? You have to. And he said, yeah, I want to know your open honest opinion because I know I get the raw edition of your opinion. And I said, okay, listen, I watched it, I even finished it, but it was total shit in editing and post-production. And he's really? Oh no. And they took 3 months for the post-production. He told me it was shot 3 months ago. And I said, really? 3 months? And then that kind of shit post-production? No. And he said, yeah. And he only watched it till the paywall. And then he said, oh, holy shit. And I said, yeah, it's the whole vertical is in that sound. So I think he was kind of disappointed that his great... It was really great work from the actors, but The post-production ruined it completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that annoying, to be honest?
So annoying. So annoying.
You want to
and sometimes they put like filters.
And said, which idiot.
No, one of the platforms I know people like in the platform, like from the platform, and they asked my opinion about their verticals, like in general. It's a big platform. I'm not going to say what platform it is.
No.
But they asked me, and I told them, like, guys, I love the team.
Yeah.
They're so lovely. It's beautiful working with you. But hey, you guys, your post production kind of sucks.
What was the answer?
And they're like, yeah, we know that. We're working on it. Yeah. We've heard of it before. Yeah, like we worked on it.
But you know, the thing is, they can ruin a complete work shoot. And that could be the reason why the audience isn't watching it. That's money burn. Sorry.
I would say,
to be honest, I did a recording with the post-production team for the podcast from Vietnam. And I was asking them why this could happen, that sometimes the sound is so shit. And they asked me, do you watch verticals with earphones or with loudspeakers? And I said, mostly of the time I watch them with earphones, noise canceling earphones. They said, ah, okay. And I said, yeah, and with noise canceling earphones, sometimes the background sound is too loud. And I asked them, how could this happen? And they told me they are doing this specific post-production team. They are doing the post-production only with loudspeakers in the office. And I said, does no one rehear your work with earphones after for checking how this works out?
Because everybody's, I mean, where do you watching this for? A lot of people watching them in the bus and train. And they're gonna put it on speaker.
Yeah.
You put it in earphones, right?
I told them exactly that. And then they said, oh, okay, so we should maybe check that also with earphones. And I said, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For some people, the work is done after they did the last scene and they don't care anymore about it. That's my opinion I got because of speaking to a lot of different crew members and stuff like that. That shit, to be honest. So some of the actors are making kind of watch parties when a new vertical of them dropped. They invite some friends over and watch together. How do you watch your verticals? For you,
I did
alone?
Once. I did like party once. I mean, I did watching party like several times, but not for verticals, for something else. So like other projects, horizontal. Yeah. But I did only one vertical that I did like a little party. We invited like a couple, like several friends and drinks, and we're like watching. I wanted to do another one, but I like never organized it. Yeah, I just usually watch myself. Usually I watch it actually when I'm at work. I'm having a break, like an hour break sometimes, or like 2 hours even.
Straight through.
I mean, if I can. If I can't, I will like watch it throughout a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not patient enough to watch a vertical on a few days. I need to watch it straight.
I am patient.
I'm an Aries. I'm totally not
patient. Oh, no. Aquarius here.
Okay. No, I'm a typical Aries. I cannot even watch, you know, you have the possibilities to watch ads to get coins to watch the episodes. Oh, damn bullshit. No, I cannot do that. I'm not patient enough to watch every day 5 ads so that I can watch 5 episodes day per day. Oh, come on, bullshit. When you have 70 episodes.
Yeah.
No, I'm the typical right away straight watcher, and I'm not afraid to turn a vertical off if it's shit. I don't waste my time.
How many of my verticals you you turn off before finishing
three.
Watching them?
To be honest, three.
Which one was it? Do you remember the names? The
wait,
titles?
Let me check. Your first one, the Our Dirty Little Secrets.
That was my first, yeah.
I turned off. I don't know. The storyline of the Alpha's Virgin Captive was shit. Sorry. I turned that off. And this doormat no more, I turned off.
Why? Why did you turn that one off? Tell me. Because you hated me that much?
I didn't like the storyline. I hate this. This whole shit. Sorry. Being toxic for a lot of episodes in a row. When the whole vertical is only toxic. And the female lead doesn't have the chance to stand up and be powerful against this whole toxic shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I don't have a problem if there is kind of toxic relationship or maybe some abusement. I don't have a problem with that. But if I'm watching a show and it's, I would say, 15 90%. Episodes in a row, I would love to see that the woman is kicking their ass back. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no arc.
The cast was great on this doormat step, you know? The cast was really good. But the story was so full of shit. I couldn't take it for the whole vertical. No. I mostly watch till after the paywall because in most verticals, the first 10 episodes are so overloaded to get the audience hooked to cross the paywall. And mostly after the paywall, the stories fell flat, a lot of them. So I watch minimum 5 episodes after the paywall to see how the story is going. And when I kind of get annoyed, I tune in for the 3 or 4 episodes before it ends to see if there is a chance that the end will be good. But if, when I will, let's say it has 60 episodes, when I will turn in episode 58 and it's the same toxic shit again, no. I'm not willing to watch this whole, sorry. Yeah.
Is there anything you liked?
Of yours?
Yeah.
I'm not such a bad woman. No. As I said, I'm open, honest. Sorry, I'm not the sugarcoat fan.
No, it's great. Great. No, I love it. I love it.
Think the most problem I'm doing with the 5 big review ladies every month, a monthly recap episode for the podcast where we are talking about verticals who dropped in the month, which were really crap and which were really good. We are speaking about both sides. But I know exactly that a lot of reviewers in Instagram only publishing reviews when they are minimum, let's say if they rate until 5, when their vertical is minimum a 3.5. Under 3.5, they don't publish the reviews. And in my opinion, also bad verticals needed to be reviewed because otherwise you cannot improve as an actor or as a production company or a director or whatever. But a lot, let's say 90% don't review if the vertical didn't please them. And I think that's wrong. So in this monthly recap episode, we are always talking about actor, actress of the month, vertical of the month, platform of the month, but also crap of the month and disappointment of the month. So we talk about both sides. And some of the actors are asking me for my open, honest opinion because they know that they will get an opinion even if it's not so good. But I'm not saying Listen, it was shit. I'm always giving a reason why I didn't like it or why I turned it off or what in my opinion had could be done better or stuff like that. I'm always kind of constructive, critical, because I like constructive critic on myself. Otherwise, I cannot get better in this job. So, but I'm only giving my, I'm writing reviews not only with 3 2-sentence. You get always from my side review with three big points. How was the cast and the actors? How was the, in my opinion, the production side? Means hair, makeup, sound, post-production, stuff like that. And how was the storyline? So that you can read exactly, okay, was the storyline the problem in this vertical? Was sometimes, in my opinion, the leads don't connect. There is no chemistry on screen. Both of them are doing a good job, but the chemistry, which is mostly needed in verticals, because there is most time some kind of love story behind it or stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's go back to that actually. Let's go back to that later. I'll bring it up later, but please keep going.
Yeah.
About the chemistry.
So for me, all of that needs to fit to entertain me in a vertical. You know what I mean? That I would say, mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it. And I liked, for example, really Thread of Fate. Because okay, the storyline was nearly clear from the beginning, but I really liked it that it was so, the storyline was slowly developing in this whole vertical. The first 10 episodes were not so overloaded with all the story that you don't have to watch the rest. It's kind of smooth, ongoing, developing storyline, which mm-hmm. I liked, and the chemistry of you and the female one, I really liked. I really loved that. So for me, it was smooth to watch. Not a lot of this big tropical shit in it. True, some slaps, blah. Okay. Yeah, but no banquet scene, no hospitals, classic hospital scene with miscarriage, stuff like that. You know? So
yeah.
I'm so overloaded with this. Beaten a woman till she miscarriage, or this whole banquet yelling and really. So that one was really good. And I liked the errors in the cloud story. Yeah. Because at that time it was kind of new storyline. After that, there were a few with airline stories, but at that time it was kind of a new storyline. And this Paint Me Yours, Miss Bad Kisser. Oh. It was just entertaining, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't have to think much about it. I was kind of impressed from her acting. I didn't till this point know a lot from Alexa Reed, yeah.
Not you, Alexa. My Alexa is like, what?
My Alexa also.
No, Alexa.
Yeah. I didn't see a lot of her verticals till that one. So it was nearly the first one I saw her as a lead.
Oh, she did over 35.
Yeah, she did a lot. Yeah. But I didn't recognize her before. But also in that one, your chemistry, I really like the chemistry.
Yeah, we did two together.
What was the second one?
The second one, we did it in November. I like Drama Box. They, to me, they do really good. I mean, you know, the best possible. Like editing and
the quality music, is lately
quality picture is just better. Yeah, it's just good.
But the vertical I saw today, I told you, with the shit sound, was also on Drama Box.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully you get another post-production team. No, we will see. So, where have you shot all your verticals? You said in Canada, LA, where else?
Yeah, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Kansas City.
Europe, not
No,
Europe.
no, no. I would love to. I would love to. My traveling Aquarius soul would be so happy to, I don't know, shoot it in
Istanbul,
Turkey.
Italy,
Yeah, Italy,
Lithuania, Great Britain,
Lithuania, North Korea. I mean, anywhere, honestly.
China.
China, I've got a lot of offers from China. I got like offer from two offers from Turkey, but I was already working or was like already signed contract. I've been asked once in Vietnam, but I was already, I just landed in Vancouver. I've been asked Lithuania, and I also was already working.
Lithuania and Turkey are mostly for drama pops, and drama pops publish the best shows.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, and storylines, the post-productions, every really, to be honest, and it's not saying me that, a lot of people saying that. I never saw a show on drama pops which disappoints me in any point. They
I
are
never did
always
any for Drama Pops. Drama Pops. Never worked with them.
drama pops. If you ever had the chance to Turkey, it's drama pops. Oh, Gutshot lately produced the first vertical in Turkey also. But 99% is it drama pops. And drama pops, oh holy moly. Really refreshing new storylines, not the classic remake of a story which is already in 10 other verticals. The post-production is so great. Really, every actor I talked to who shot in Istanbul was so, oh, holy, I want to go there again. Every director, I spoke, for example, with Danny Farber, who directed in Istanbul a few times, and I asked him what makes Turkey so special for vertical shooting. And he said to me that the crew is bigger there. They have big crews, so they can take more detail of a lot of stuff. And that's exactly what you see in the shows.
I see. Well, it makes sense because, yeah, I mean, it's going to cost the same or even less hiring bigger crew
I think
than
less.
doing here. Even though,
I'm,
yeah, even less.
you know, I have a mission for this year because lately there were the first casting calls for verticals here in Germany. But they were searching only for influencers with a huge amount of followers and not necessarily needed actor qualities. In my opinion, the European market is so full of big chances for verticals. In Germany, also Netherlands, Austria, Switzerland, verticals are not common. It's really unknown here at the moment. If you were a Google vertical and you want to get some information in German language, you can forget it. There are only two newspaper articles about vertical and that's it. So this market here is very undeveloped. And in my opinion, it has a huge potential. Even we have here nice shooting locations, great castles, everything. So for vertical shooting, really great opportunities. And I wrote them an email and said, listen, that's totally the wrong way to do it. And I offered them and said, listen, I can get you connections to vertical directors, vertical actors, stuff like that. In my opinion, you should do the first, let's say, two, three verticals with experienced actors and directors who know how this kind of vertical stuff works. Otherwise, you destroy the market even before it has the chance to develop. And you know the platform Candy Jar?
Yeah.
It is based in Germany.
No way.
In Berlin. Yeah.
Huh. I thought it's
Exactly.
American. It's not an
Based in
American
Germany.
platform.
If you're going to the Candy Jar website, you see that it's based in Germany. It was founded in
Well.
the US. And Candy Jar, for example, has also really great storylines. So
Yeah.
good. And
Yeah,
it's the
yeah,
only
yeah.
platform with verticals with more than one part. They are doing a lot of shows with two or three parts. So it makes more
Interesting.
sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I would love to work with them. I heard good stuff. And I follow them on Instagram, seeing their content.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah, yeah. And I got connected lately to a director and producer, which is who is now, he is from Turkey, but he lives since 6 years in Berlin in Germany. And he tried to connect to Danny Farber, and Danny Farber gave this contact to me and said, listen, do you please contact with him, because you can speak in German with him and you can also tell him how this process works, because this guy wanted to know more about how this vertical stuff is working and stuff like that. And we had a lot of chats lately, and he has such a big network also in Istanbul and in Germany, and maybe we can be a bit moving forward in this vertical space here in Germany this year together. I'm on it. And as a business informatic, I know how to fill the Google stuff that you can find more in the German language about verticals. So yeah, we will see that. So maybe there will be a possibility then to come also to Germany for shooting. Who knows?
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
But if you ever had the chance to Istanbul, take it.
I know. I will.
Yeah.
I want really want.
What would be a dream role for you in a vertical? Dream role in a vertical sounds so weird, but what would you love to play in a vertical?
They don't make verticals about like, I don't know, like medieval times or antique times.
Time yet. Periods ones?
Yeah. Yeah, like all, you know, like historical verticals.
That would be serious fine ones. In Germany with our castles here.
I know.
My
I know.
Hometown is really great and big castle. I shot a movie in there. Holy moly, that was so great. More.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that would be fun. Or from whatever is possible now, more like realistic, I would say, it's maybe playing a spy. You know, like the story of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
Absolutely.
So they both spies.
Yeah.
And they both like hiding, not necessarily married, just like completely change it, shape it like in a different direction, but like keep that idea and make it a comedy, but not over the top comedy.
Yeah.
Not where we're like acting like clowns, but more so the situations we're getting ourselves in are funny already. And that's what makes it funny. And you don't have to add stupid noises and sounds. just the situation is funny already. And there's, you just laugh. So yeah, like spies.
It was
spies.
A vertical where both were special undercover agents. And they didn't know that they were hunting each other. That was really good.
Yeah, well, yeah, something like that. That'll be fun. I'll be really.
Did you saw the trailer of the first pirate vertical who will drop this year?
No.
I'm craving for this one.
Yeah.
Hello, in a pirate vertical, there is a big chance that there was no shitty banquet scene. And there makes raping and robbery sense. You know what I mean?
There's no, what do you say? There's no banquet scene and there's no raping scene?
No, raping and kidnapping makes sense in a pirate vertical.
But no banquet?
How will you do a banquet scene on a ship? Come on. Please.
Maybe they landed to some island and
you see in the trailer that they are sword fighting and stuff like that. It's good.
This year I'm planning to go to school here
sword
in LA.
Fighting or what?
Yeah, I want to learn how to sword fighting, axe fighting, shield axe, two axes, one axe, one sword, axe and shield.
Holy moly!
All the combos, you know.
So a ninja vertical would be great for you, or what?
Not a ninja.
When you can.
It's more like more just like, you know, like medieval style fighting, or I don't know, like Greek Roman sword shield, you know.
Oh, they dropped lately a show on Real Short. In the old Greek time, with fighting scenes from the early Greek mythology stuff. It's Zeus, or what's the name, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm so craving for new storylines, to be honest.
Check this out. Check this out.
Are you a Troya man? A vertical with this would be so great, but that's lately in this Zeus vertical on Real Show. Maybe you should watch that.
Get some experience. It's
kind of gladiator, you know?
I mean, that would be fun. I always love that kind of movie, those kind of movies. And that's why I want to take classes. Not like thinking of verticals particularly, just more like, you know, just like about the industry.
I love that, because if you ever do a vertical like that, you know, this all sword fighting and stuff looked professional, because I hated watching a vertical. Maybe, for example, lately the cooking ones or the sportive ones where the lead doesn't even know how to use a knife. And you see it so officially in the vertical. He has to play a cooking chef. And in a vertical, you see exactly that this person doesn't even know how you know a knife correctly. Or you see a football vertical and you see exactly that this person doesn't even know how to catch a football, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not... Okay, I cannot say that verticals are realistic, but... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bit more... look alike. Have there ever been a situation on set where you thought, what the heck, where I got into with this vertical stuff? Because of the fast pace, or I don't know.
There was one vertical I did where I had to play not a villain. He wasn't a villain. No, I wasn't a lead guy. I was a supporting. I was one of the six brothers, and I was like the oldest brother, and I was like the most responsible, most tough, like more, you know, decision making and stuff like that. And we all believed that our sister basically was a reason because our parents got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And we all made, you know, this one villain girl, the actual villain, made us all believe that. And I was the one who was like treating our sister badly because I hated her because, you know, she killed our parents. And I had to kick her.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment, I'm like, what am I doing? How did I get here? And I asked him, like, hey, can I do something else? I don't know, maybe like shove her on the ground, like push her or something. Yeah. No, you have to kick her in the belly. I'm like, are you sure, guys? Maybe there's a way. Come on, let's talk about this. No, you must kick her in the belly. She was coming with a knife, trying to kill that villain girl, yeah, which I think was a good girl.
Yeah.
And I stopped her. I like, you know, cut the wrist.
Yeah.
And I pushed her and then I kicked her in the belly. And I was just like, what am I doing? Like, what? And after that, I just turned down every violent
script
role.
Huh.
Yeah. If there's a violence for the character, supporting or lead, I'm turning it down because Usually when it's a when it's a, it's a villain, what kind of villainy person, a character in this, in the scene, in the script, it's always abuse, female abuse.
Yeah.
Always.
I know.
It's not like a villain, you know, you watch in movies or shows. It's he's just a villain. And he's like, but those villains, they always have boundaries. They don't cross, right?
Yeah.
These villains and verticals, they have no boundaries. They just, and because they do this violence towards women and abuse and rape, it's like you're not only an asshole, but you're also a pathetic coward.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's something. I could be an asshole. I could be an asshole. You might want to like kill me, put me in jail. I don't mind. Yeah. I could play that guy. But being pathetic coward, I don't want to be that person.
For me, I like villain most when they are kind of psychological manipulative against others,
yeah,
and not totally sense-free abusing.
Yeah.
What are other points you... on which are no-goes for you in a script?
I mean, I didn't have any script yet where I have to be like nude, having a sexual scene with a partner. Never had that. I've never seen anything like that in verticals, honestly.
There were so many.
Yeah, there was? Okay. I mean, I didn't see it. I never got any scripts like this. But so far for me, it's just that, honestly, just sometimes if it's like something like satanic, like a dark, dark magic, like they're worshiping Satan or something, that stuff, I'm like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I'm good. Or abuse, female abuse. I can be a villain. But in verticals, villains that do not abuse or rape women do not exist.
Yeah.
Villain always do that. So I always say, no, it's okay. Come back to me when you have something something better.
Have you count how many times you proposed in verticals?
I mean, no. But I've done 20 verticals. I've done 20 verticals. I did 4 supporting. 4 supporting roles and 18 lead. So 18 times.
And how many?
It's easy.
Drops?
Not 18 though. Less. Maybe like 6? 5, 6?
6? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Just maybe I, you know, wrap the towel around very, you know, thoroughly. Good. So it doesn't fall. Doesn't slip. I don't know. It just stays there.
Did you ever get offered lately? There were so many BDSM.
Yeah, I've got offered a couple times.
You like it or not?
So sometimes I just, even if I don't like it, I mean, unless, you know, it's like hard no for me, like I said, I will do the, because in most cases I still have to audition. So I would do the audition,
mm-hmm,
and then they give me the script and then I read it and then I decide. But I've been offered, not offered, but I've got an audition for 2 or 3 of them so far. And I did the audition and nothing happened. So
no, because there were lately so many upcoming, also with this classic professor student storylines, or with this stepsister stepbrother love line stories. you know, I cannot watch this professor student stupid. I am a prof, sorry, but these stories are so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's like a trend. Yeah.
The stepsister,
stepbrother, or like adopted sister and brother situation. I had those like 3 back to back. at some point. That was like last summer. It was a trend. I don't know. People just like, ooh.
Yeah, lately there were so many cooking verticals and sport verticals, and now actually there are so many ballet verticals. I think four or five dropped lately. Yeah, I think that. And what would be a really challenging role for you, but you would love to play?
A very challenging role for me.
I don't know, play a really weak person or a unself-confident person. Or playing a homeless guy.
I mean, definitely. I feel like challenging would be playing some historic, well, like a character that is based on a, like some existed in the history in a real world person, maybe like historic figure that you will have to be that person and you will have to like study, or mentally ill person. So you would have to, that's what we were, I did a scene. I when I was studying in this one school, a theatrical school, I put up the scene on the stage where I was having oh my God, what was the illness, the cold, some mental illness that is, it's like he was like bipolar, but he was taking this specific medicine. I don't recall now. So he was taking this particular medicine that makes you, so when you're in that mental condition, you behave in a certain way and you need to research. I mean, if you're doing serious project and you have time, you have to do that. You have to research. You have to maybe watch videos on YouTube, how people talk, how they walk, how they eat, how they look, you know, all the movements. You have to research, maybe like rehearse it. And then if they're on some medication, then you put another layer on that character. Like, okay, now that person is with this condition. Now he's taking this drug. So how he's going to behave now? He's going to be slower. He's going to be calmer. Is he going to be like more happy, or he's going to be more aggressive, or what's the deal? So you have to think about it and like research and read about the drug and like what it does to patients like that. And you have to like think how to do it. You have to rehearse. Mm. The problem is that in verticals, we do not rehearse. Mm. We do not rehearse. When I was going to school, or when I'm filming something, we would meet and we rehearse for days and days. And then you, lines don't matter anymore. Lines is just like the last thing you would think of. It's the reaction, is the response, is the body, you know. In verticals, unfortunately, we get it. We get our script last minute. We get our schedule for tomorrow last minute after work, after we're tired. And we're going home and we only have like 1 hour before we go to bed to like read it, learn it, those 15 pages, because it's a lot of pages. And we just don't rehearse. What we do on set, we call it blocking. It's like we basically, they call us for blocking, we call it. They put cameras, lights, and then we come in and they say, okay, so this is the space. We're going to be filming the scene. So let's run the scene. And we're running the scene. And that's when we rehearse. We run it once or twice for them to place cameras. It's not even for us to rehearse. It's just like we're rehearsing as they place cameras. And that's it. And then we go being processed, put some clothes, makeup, whatever. And then we come back and we do the scene. One, two, three takes. We're done. Next. Moving on. So we don't really rehearse. So that's why there's no chemistry. That's why it's only 7 to 9 days. We don't know each other. So we come in, we meet, we start working. And then sometimes on the first day, they would give us like intimacy scenes. Like, okay, now you guys kiss each other. Now you know, it's kind of tough. So it's not like they present us like in movies and films. They know, okay, I'm going to be working with this person. We gather several times. Then we maybe go out together, have a coffee, conversation. We learn about each other. We know each other. We feel comfortable. We do some scenes and then we do intimacy like months after. Boom, you coming in and okay, kiss that girl. Kiss her. You're like, okay. That's why there's no, often there's no, you don't feel the connection because there's no connection. It's hard to fake it, you know?
No, I know.
Yeah.
So what keeps you so addicted to do verticals though?
My first reaction would be, I'm not addicted to doing the work or something. I like thinking you about it. Maybe I am.
A bit.
Yeah. It's just, I mean,
I
look.
I could say, what do you love on your vertical job?
I love working.
Okay, but if you love working, it doesn't matter if it's a vertical job or anything else. But
yeah.
What's so special on a vertical job for you?
So verticals right now, people say it's up to 70 or 60 or 70%, at least in Hollywood here. It's 60 to 70% of all the jobs feel like in the filming industry are verticals.
Yeah.
So a lot of niches, a lot of this industry is very saturated here. There's a big competition. A lot of actors live here in the city. They're coming, a lot of them coming, new actors, somebody giving up, moving out, new ones coming in. It's just like a pot, you know, it's like a cycle. Some people stay and they work. Some of them work consistently, some of them not so much. Verticals, I feel like they give you consistency, especially if you become a lead actor and you start doing them and doing them, and now you're kind of known in circles and they keep hiring you and they go after you because you know how to do the job. They've worked with you before. Somebody recommended you. They've seen you in verticals. They see you IMDb, you know. So I kind of feel I am on this journey, not because I so much devoted to verticals, and I'm enjoying them so much. It's just, this is the opportunity I'm exploring right now. If I get a feature film without thinking, with less money, mm-hmm. I would jump to a feature film without thinking, with less money, you know?
Yeah.
I just love working. I love acting. And This is what's unfolding for me right now. So I'm doing it and it's consistent. I'm learning, constantly learning. I'm learning how things work on set. I'm learning acting. I'm just practicing and I'm keeping this machine going. And I like it.
How did you get into acting? Was it a dream job as a kid already? Or how did you get into it?
It was never a dream. My dream was to be an archaeologist. Then it would be zoologist. Then I wanted to be a basketball player. I used to play basketball a lot.
Never a firefighter, policeman, whatever? No?
No. Okay. Zoologist, archaeologist, basketball.
Okay, weird combo. And ended up as an actor. Hmm.
Yeah. So I've been, there was a lot of people that told me when I was in my teens, they told me, oh, you should be acting. You look like an actor. You should act. And then when I was 19, I was discovered on the street and became a model. And I've been working as a model for many years, traveling from contract to contract, from continent to continent. That's why I lived in all those places, in all those countries, Africa, Asia, Europe, Americas, both Americas.
Where in Europe have you lived?
I didn't live in Europe. I didn't live in Europe. I've worked in Europe. I've visited Europe. I mean, European countries. I've been everywhere.
Been in
mostly.
Germany?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I've been in Frankfurt and Köln. Frankfurt for work and Köln just traveling, visiting a friend. Worked in Milan.
I lived in Milan for 6 months for working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, been doing modeling. And I mean, I've been in most of European countries except for like Nordic countries and except for like Baltic countries, mm-hmm. minus Croatia. But I've been everywhere in Europe, like everywhere. And maybe except for Slovakia and Switzerland, but that's it. Okay, and Luxembourg. No, Luxembourg. Luxembourg, I forgot.
Okay.
Haven't been there. But anyway, what was the question?
How you ended up acting.
Yes. So because I was modeling, they often call you for castings for TV commercials.
Okay.
So I started doing TV commercials. I've done 37 TV commercials.
And 37.
Big and small commercials. Yeah.
What was the biggest one?
The biggest one was probably for a brand called Axe.
I know that.
Yeah. And I'm in America, the biggest. Oh, also Maggi. You probably know brand Maggi.
Maggi, Nissan. Really?
Yeah. Nissan, Bosch. I worked for the hair product called American Crew. It's local to US. It's big in US. In Europe, I've never seen it before, but for America, it's a like big brand. Yeah.
Did you miss that time?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I mean, I still do. I actually, last week,
say this. I year, did.
I did another small commercial for a beauty brand.
Okay.
Yeah, like on January 9th, I filmed it. So I still do it. It's just when I am filming verticals, which last year I've done plenty, and I just don't have time. So I have to book out. We call it book out with my model agents. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just sending them a letter saying I'm not available for this period of time. Mm-hmm. And they have to like kind of freeze me and not push me to jobs because I'm not available. So I did that a lot last year. And that's why I didn't really work model jobs last year. But I would rather act because I enjoy it way more. So doing these commercials, it kind of exposed me to some filmmakers and students that were doing some short films and this and that. And I kind of got a taste of acting, you know, because sometimes you have a line or two in commercials. Yeah. Sometimes you don't. But it's still kind of acting, you know. And I loved it. I loved it. And I was enjoying this kind of jobs over just pictures. And when I moved out here, I went to school and then I went to another school and then...
You fell in love with acting?
Yeah.
You know, it never gets boring because every time you have to do another character or stuff like that, it's never the same. So it's really great. Great type of work. So, at the end of every episode, I'm asking you for a question, quickie. So, first one, what's your favorite dish? When you have been all over the world, what was your favorite food?
Okay. It has to be one.
It depends. If you want to say 10, it's too much.
Okay. Let's say... I love stuffed.
Give me a top three, okay?
Okay, top three. Stuffed pepper.
What?
Stuffed pepper.
What's that?
So it's Eastern European / Turkish dish. Beef, grounded beef with rice and onion stuffed into peppers, sweet peppers,
okay.
And boiled in tomato juice. It's not boiled in water. In Ukraine, we boil it in tomato juice, and then you serve it with
spicy
sour cream. Sour cream. No.
No,
not
spicy.
No.
Huh.
That's
good.
And you serve it with mashed potato.
I love mashed potato.
And sour cream on the top, with on the pepper, on the stuffed pepper. You put sour cream on top of it. Yeah. So that's one. That's like more Ukrainian. Not only Ukrainian, because it's not Ukrainian, traditional Ukrainian. It's also Ukrainian, you know, because as I said, it's all Eastern Europe and Turkey. We all kind of fighting who invented it. Nobody knows.
I have to search a recipe for that. Sounds good.
Oh, it's so good. I love tacos. Love tacos. I love this Ecuadorian soup called locro. There's this Ghanaian dish. God damn it, what is it called? So it's basically, I don't remember, it's like basically like a long vegetable, like root. You mash it. I did it myself when I lived there. I did it myself, and like you mash it into paste, and then you bake it, and then it's like, and then you put tilapia fish on the side, and there's this specific sauce they have. It's a little bit spicy, and it's called fufu. No, not fufu. Fufu, that was another dish that is also Ghanaian. I forgot the name. Well, if you're watching me and you're from Ghana, you know what I'm talking about. Then there's another one. Last one. There's another one. When I traveled in Amazonia jungle, I got to this village and they gave me to try. It's going to sound nasty. I mean, I tried so many weird stuff throughout my life in many different countries, like all the bugs, all the weird animals you could possibly imagine. Some people will hate me for what kind of animals I ate, just to try them. Not dolphins. Dolphins. Never eat dolphins. Never eat monkeys. Octopuses, no eat, because they're... I have enormous respect for them. So they gave me to try these, they're basically like huge larvae that live in the rotting trees. They belong to, it's a beetle that lays eggs, and they become big larvae, like as big as my, thumb.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So they eat them raw. But I asked them to cook them for me a little bit, like sear them for me.
Yeah.
And I ate them. And oh my God.
Was so delicious or what?
So delicious. Oh my God. People will not believe me. People will like, ugh. But it was so good.
You never it's had like a it butter. Again?
No, because it's hard to find. So it's like a sweet yellow corn.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled corn, you put big amount of butter on top of this corn that melts because corn is still warm, and you eat it. That how it tastes, but like amplified 5 times.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's not so easy to get that food again.
Mm.
Once
I'll have to go back
memory.
To the jungles. Yeah.
We have to go back. Makes sense.
Have you ever next question.
German food?
I mean, not really. I mean, yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, what? Schnitzel, Strudel.
Schnitzel is from Austria. Come on, Strudel is from Austria.
No way.
Absolutely.
What do you guys have then? Come on, sausages.
Currywurst.
Sausages. I actually worked in a restaurant.
Here in the south, we have more typical regional food.
Yeah.
I live in the south of Germany, near Bavaria, but in Baden-Württemberg, so the Swabian part of the country, and we have, for example, it's called Maultasche. And so, or a roulade, or Spätzle, or stuff like that.
Sounds interesting.
I created for a TV show. I was invited in to cook for two store chefs. I created a Maultaschenburger.
Well,
Yeah.
send me those names via text. I wanna read them. Maybe I'll find something I don't know, German here in LA. Didn't really see a lot of German restaurants. Italian on every corner, Mexican
Yeah, but I spoke
every.
to Roberta Spada, the director. She is origin from Italy, and she said you cannot eat in an Italian restaurant in LA because it's not even close to Italy food. She makes her
Yeah.
pasta always by herself because nothing compares in the LA Italian restaurant to the origin Italian food, she told me.
Yeah, mostly Mexican restaurants that are good here.
Yeah. So, do you have a comfort movie to watch? A movie you rewatched a lot of times because you really liked it?
It's so I do not have favorite movie.
No?
I do not, because I like so many movies. But I can tell you that I rewatched a lot of times. Saving Private Ryan. You know?
Yeah.
I
In Germany, it's
rewatched
called
many.
Der Soldat James Ryan. Isn't it with Tom Hanks? No, was it Tom Hanks?
Tom
Tom
Hanks.
Hanks was it, yeah.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I watched it once.
Yeah.
And I cannot watch this whole
Yeah.
war movies. Oof.
Yeah. I
It's
know.
just
It's tough. I watched a
bloody.
lot. Kingdom of Heaven, Troy, £7 with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
How he donated
Yeah,
his
yeah,
entire body to everyone.
yeah.
Yeah. That one I rewatched many times. I mean,
Do
there's
you
so many
like
movies.
movies like, for example, The Green Mile?
Yeah, I watched it twice or thrice. It's a great movie.
I like that one,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. There are some. Or I also like Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner, you know that one where he's building a baseball field in his cornfield. That's
No.
just such
Interstellar. I loved it a lot. Watched it many times. Inception
I
with
don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about what the title in Germany was then, but I'm not sure at the moment. Yeah, there are some great movies. And what music type you are?
Music type.
Do you have some playlists to get into a character before playing a vertical? I heard that so many times from other actors. They are having
Yeah.
playlists to get into characters.
I have so I have this I have like specific songs, not even songs, more like melodies. They're mostly classical melodies to get myself into a character when I need to cry. So those I have when sometimes like maybe like t like rock to rock 2000s when I'm playing some character outside of verticals, you know, some I mean I never play music for verticals to get in roles for verticals, only when I do like some horizontal stuff. But I do the list when I what I use for verticals when I need to cry. I have a list of melodies. When I listen, I like think, and then I start crying.
Okay.
And then until and I stay, try to maintain myself in that state. I tell them like, okay, I need 10 minutes. I'm gonna be sitting over here. Call me when you need me. I'll be ready. And they like, then they call me. I come in, take off my earbuds, boom.
Very busy.
I love, but in general, my type of music, I've been through so many stages. I listen to like alternative rock, to hip hop, like very underground hip hop, then to soul and jazz, to then classical music. I have like a list of classical songs I listen every morning, actually, when I cook my breakfast. And there's this one particular song. It's let me pull it up. Not the song, but I'm gonna tell you the who. He's actually German. You probably know him, and you heard of him. Johann
Sebastian Bach.
Pachelbel. No,
What?
Pachelbel. Johann Pachelbel. Pachelbel. How do you say it? I don't know. Pachelbel. Johann Pachelbel. The melody called Canon. So that one is like my favorite. And
This Canon song has on Spotify 121 865,803 hits.
that's my favorite one. I is my favorite one. I but lately I was into electronic music, EDM, not very intense. So it just like keeps me focused when I'm driving or when I'm making my art. It's like puts me in this night or when I'm working out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to listen to that song later.
So yeah, electronic music, I would say it's like the number one right now.
Okay.
But in the morning, I always do the classic music.
To start it moody in the day. Makes sense. Makes sense. Last two questions. If I would come up to you and say, listen, I will start watching Verticals, which one of yours I should definitely have watched? What would you tell me?
Well, you mentioned you liked Ares Lost in the Clouds. So that one, I would say my one of my favorite. I like that one so much. It was released in a smaller platform, so it didn't have a big success and people like didn't really know about it, but I like the it was kind of it was very grounding acting, and it was just good. It was just good time. And then when it released, I mean the quality wasn't great, but this I like the story, you know. It was just nice. No,
But
no
it's
way, no
a
like high extremes like
smoothly
the
to watch, cozy to watch. My review ladies are always saying it was a cozy vertical.
I also like I like Being Me Yours, but post editing kind of killed it. Then this one, Daddy, Can You Hear Me Cry? It was decent. I mean, to my opinion. Then are you like dumped by a cheater, spoiled by a billionaire? Jesus Christ. So
The titles are always fantastic.
That one was fun in terms of filming it, because it has a lot of action, and it turned out to be I liked it. I liked watching it. It was entertaining, a lot of action.
Okay, I have one
Thread of
last
Fate.
question. What? I asked for one.
Oh, for one. Okay, let me see. Just do the
Not for
Ares
one
Lost in the
list,
Cloud.
I asked for one.
Ares Lost in a Cloud. Captain Glenn.
Good. One last question for you. Which genre you want to see more or new, maybe, in the vertical
Definitely,
space?
yeah, 100% comedy.
Yes.
Comedy.
I have a question for you. You know, as you know, a lot of scripts from China come over to the US and Western. Do you think when I spoke to this post-production team, the post-production team was from Vietnam, and one of them told me that she's watching a lot of Chinese vertical to see what will come up lately in the Western side. And she told me that in China there were filmed lately a lot of comedies, but I'm not sure if the Chinese humor will fit to the Western side.
You see me going like this
Yeah.
before you even finished? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's not gonna work. It's
So
not
we
gonna
need
work.
scripts from West people
Yeah.
written
Oh
for
yeah.
comedies.
Yeah, comedy, even dramas, like you said yourself, even dramas, like when they translate those verticals from Chinese, the scripts from Chinese to English, they translate poorly translate is only language. And again, I'm not sure, it's just my assumption here, but when you hear billionaires throwing trillions of dollars into each other or buying suits or dresses for 100, $200 million
Yes,
dollars or billion dollars,
absolutely.
that makes me think that the AI or person that was translating it
Yeah,
from
20 billion
Chinese
yen.
yuan, yeah, they forgot to mention, oh bro, this is yuan and this is RMB and this is USD, you have to do the currency exchange here, which they probably skipped, and that's why there are billions and trillions there.
Why they are throwing at an auction 20 billions, really?
Yeah, because I don't know what's the current exchange right now, but I think it's 1 to 7 or 1 to 8.
Yeah.
So you have to divide it by 9 or like 8 or 7. That's going to be in dollars. So do that, but they don't. And so not the so they only would translate the script, but they're not translating a culture,
Yes.
right? But it's because when you watch vertical or when you do them, there's some ridiculous things happening in the scene, and you say, okay, but this is unrealistic. This is not how things work. This is not gonna happen. And I, because I lived in China, I know it works in there. I know it's natural. I know it's normal. But here, everybody's like, are we for real? Are we gonna do that now? I'm like, we have to do it. It's in the script, because they don't trans they translate language, they do not translate the culture for dramas. And now if you bring comedy up, it's not gonna be funny. And it doesn't matter how many audio effects they're gonna add to make it funny, it's gonna be. So yeah, we'll just have to wait a little bit. There's this platform that will launch in 2027 called American platform, that called I forgot what it's called, but it's gonna be big. Doesn't matter. It's gonna come out, it's gonna launch in 2027, and they're gonna start filming this spring. And I have faith that all scripts will be written here. It's gonna be, honestly, I have no idea how it's gonna be, but I have a faith that it's going to be a completely different concept. Maybe they will keep the formula,
It's the
you know,
same
the Chinese formula.
with Chera TV, which drops now in March. It's also on created platform from actors. US one. They
But
shot
yeah, it's
there.
going to, yeah, I mean, it's going to be different because it's going to be adjusted for Western culture. And then you can do comedy because verticals are so fast pacing, and comedy is fast pacing. It's literally made for comedy, and we
I
just don't
want
see
see
the
a
comedy.
parody. A parody of making a vertical.
Okay, see what you just said right now? I have, it's on my phone, which is right here. I started doing like little, not a sketch, but I started putting ideas because that's what I want to do. I want to write a vertical about vertical.
Then you have to write something like, wait, you have to stand now there because I want to slap you. Why you want to slap me? I don't know. It's just a typical trope. I have to slap you. I don't know why, but I have to slap you now. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I wanted to. I want to do it more like from the perspective of. Have you seen The Studio on Apple TV? Have you seen with Seth Rogen? Like that kind of style. But that kind of comedy. So it's about making a vertical, not a parody, but it's about making a vertical and all the funny situations that happens on set, all the from the internal perspective, you know. Obviously, like it's about the actor or it's about the director mainly, but like he goes to work and all these things happening and there's like anxiety and pressure and everything falls apart and he has to like, you know, so something like that. Yeah.
My hopes are with you.
But yeah, I'll have to make it. I'll have to make it nice. And I'll have to pitch it to, obviously, American platform, which for now doesn't exist.
It's all about
yet.
The money. No, you know, I can tell you that I decided with some other actors and directors already, I will win the European lottery. There are around about 120 million. And then I will fund a lot of verticals. Just for your information. Yeah. We will also do a criminal vertical series with 6 verticals in German, in Europe. You know,
making series would be actually nice.
You know, we want to do it like Miss Marple and Sherlock Holmes. So it's 2 detectives are always the same leads. And in every different country, we want to shoot in Scotland, in the Highlands, you know, more mystical, blah, blah. In Germany, in Istanbul, Lithuania, Italy, and France. And in every country, they have to solve a criminal case. And my younger dog is also in because he's the detective dog. He can sniff really good. Yeah. And I already got a director who's in. I got the leads who are in. Everyone I pitched this idea said, I'm in if we are doing that. Because if I will win this lottery, I can fly you over in the private jet, the whole cast in one plane. And then we decided.
No, I need my own private jet.
Then you're out. Sorry for that. I can't meet snobbish types. No, but then we will shoot in every country 3 weeks. 10-day shooting, time for traveling, move to the next country.
It
would be a 6-month project. Per month, 1 vertical in 1 country.
Easy.
But you are out. You don't want to fly in the same plane. So sorry for that. You are out. Because if I will win the money, I'm the boss.
Okay, but I will have the best seat on the plane.
Okay. You did a pilot one. You can fly the plane.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was piloting the. Yeah, it was a fake cabin that didn't fly.
Okay.
They added
maybe
a green
that
screen
would not be the best
for the sky
to let you fly the cold cast plane.
I could take a second pilot seat, you know.
and feel important lately, at least. Yeah, but it's all about the money. First, I have to win this lottery. But I told everyone, if I will ever send you a plane emoji and a money bag, you know exactly what happened and what's the mission.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
Just want to inform you.
Looking forward to that.
Good. We have a plan.
I will free my schedule for sure.
Yeah, for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
No, you have to be. You have. You know, if I will win, we have to write the script first. So there is a bit time to clean up your schedule. Then.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you need a vision; otherwise, it cannot come true. So.
Amen.
That's it. I thank you so much for your time and talking to me. It was a pleasure. I wish you all the best for 2026. A lot of, let's say, fulfilling roles with a great post-production.
Yeah, thank you.
That way? Yeah.
Yeah. Wish me some horizontal. Yeah. I'm looking to do some more horizontal stuff this year.
Okay, if I could make that happen, yes. And if you ever want to have a great, open, honest opinion,
I text you. Like how did they do any good or it was shit? Tell me. You're gonna yeah, I'll text you, ask you.
but then you have
What do you
to,
think?
yeah. But if it's not so good, I will send you.
Poop
But
emoji.
okay, if it's a bad review, I will send you a picture also from my puppy, okay? That will cheer you up then later after reading it.
Okay.
Okay?
You do that.
Have a
Thank you
great
so much for your time,
story.
and you have a good night, and
I will.
enjoy the rest of your week.
What is it? It's, yeah,
It's gonna be
already.
Friday tomorrow for you,
Yeah,
yeah?
you
For
know,
me too.
if you don't have to work, it's so. We'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I wish you all the best, and we stay in contact. And you know, plane and money back. You know what time
Yeah,
it
plain money bag. Got it. Or poop emoji.
is. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.